Now, as famed as report, a young duke keeps his court, one that pleases his fancy with frolicsome sport. Now, amongst all the rest, here is one I protest, which make you to smile when you hear the true jest. A poor tinker he found lying drunk on the ground, as secure in a sleep as if laid in a shroud. The duke said to his men, William, Richard, and Ben, take him home to my palace, we'll sport with him then. O'er a horse he was laid, and with care him conveyed to the palace, although he was poorly arrayed. Then they stripped off his clothes, both his shirt, shoes, and hose, and they put him to bed for to take his repose. Having pulled off his shirt, which was all over dirt, they did give him clean holland. This was no great hurt. On a bed of soft down, like a lord of renown, they did lay him to sleep, the drink out of his crown. In the morning when day he admiring lay, for to see the rich chamber both gaudy and gay. Now he lay something late in his rich bed of state, till at last knights and squires they on him did wait. And the chamberlain bare then did likewise declare he desired to know what apparel he'd wear. The poor tinker amazed on the gentleman gazed, and admired how he to his honor was raised. Though he seemed something mute, yet he chose a rich suit, which he straightways put on without longer dispute, with a star on his side, which the tinker oft eyed, and it seemed for to swell him a little with pride. For he said to himself, where is Joan, my sweet wife? Sure she never did see me so fine in her life. From a convenient place, the right duke his good grace did observe his behavior in every case. To a garden of state on the tinker they wait, trumpet sounding before him, thought he, this is great. Where on horses or two pleasant walks he did view, with commanders and squires in scarlet and blue. A fine dinner was dressed, both for him and his guest. He was placed at the table above all the rest, in a rich chair of state, limed with crimson and red, with a rich golden canopy over his head. As he sat at his meat, the music played sweet, with the choicest of singing his joys to complete. While the tinker did Duke did ordain they should strip him amain and restore him his old leather garments again. 'Twas a point next the worse, yet perform it they must, and they carried him straight where they found him at first. Then he slept all the night, and indeed he well might, but when he did awake, in his joys took their flight. For the height of his glory so pleasant did seem, that he thought it to be but a mere golden dream, till at length being brought to the Duke, here he sought for a pardon, as fearing he had set them at naught. But his highness, he said, "Thou'rt a jolly bold blade, such a frolic before I think never was played." Then his highness bespoke him a new suit and cloak, which he gave for the sake of his frolic some joke. Nay, and 500 pound with 10 acres of ground, "Thou shalt never," said he, "range the countries round." Crying, "Old brass to mend, for I'll be thy good friend. Nay, and Joan, thy sweet wife, shall my judges attend." Then the tinker replied, "What must Joan, my sweet bride? Be a lady in chariots of pleasure to ride. Must we have gold and land every day at command? Then I shall